Hi, this is Scott Irwin. I'm an agricultural economics professor at the University of Illinois.
Scott, there are several ag groups that are calling for the USTA to open prime farmland in the Conservation Reserve program up for usage this year as the conflict with Russia and Ukraine continues. Can you talk about maybe this global situation and why the number of acres and specific breadbasket type of commodities are at risk?
Well, the way I like to frame it, Nicole, is what's at risk. In recent years, the Ukraine's total crop acreage is around 60 million acres. And so you say, well, what's that mean? It's a big number. Well, that turns out coincidentally to be almost exactly equal to the total crop area of Iowa and Illinois combined. So the war in Ukraine has put at risk an Iowa and Illinois sized hole in global grain supplies. Now that's the maximum because what we don't know, they'll probably produce something, but how much of it will be able to get planted, ultimately harvested, and then ultimately made available to world markets. That's the real uncertainty at this point. But it probably won't be a complete loss of those 60 million acres, but it'll probably be pretty big for what we're looking at now.
The U.S., one of the major global suppliers that could step into its place. Are there other countries also looking to take advantage of this?
Well, of course, other wheat producers will. Spring wheat producers like Canada, also parts of Europe will want to ramp up in wheat and corn production. But the really big areas that can ramp up are in the southern hemisphere, which are just finishing their cropping season. So this is just hitting at a point where the winter wheat crops, were already put in the ground last fall in the northern hemisphere, nothing could be done. So the only adjustment on the wheat side in the northern hemisphere at the present time is more spring wheat acres, which, there's some real limitations on where that can be grown and where you have the storage and the production facilities to do that, because winter wheat is by far and away the world's dominant wheat crop.
If the U.S. was to open some CRP acreage to additional crops, what do you feel like they would be to meet some of this demand?
Well, it would depend on exactly where that opened up CRP land became available. If it's in Iowa, well, then it would potentially go into corn and soybeans. If it was in the Dakotas, then we might see some of it go into spring wheat. So it depends on where it's available.
Right now, grain farmers are benefiting from some of these increased commodity prices with an increased acreage. What does that do to the global supply situation?
Well, it really wouldn't put a big dent. Let's just say that you could get 5 million additional acres out of the CRP. Well, that's not going to offset potentially all that big a part of the lost area in the Ukraine. But at the same time, we're into what we economists like to call the non-linear part of the pricing curve for storable grain markets. So relatively small additions to the supply can have a substantial impact on price, more than you would think. And there's also, I think, the moral element of basically, if we can do something to offset this emergency situation with some emergency use of acres, maybe there's a decent case to be made on that basis for doing it as well.
There have been some reports that Russia is targeting some of the ag production regions of Ukraine and machinery and, you know, disrupting that total supply chain. What are your thoughts or what are you following in that area?
Well, you can kind of hear anything right now. And again, I don't have, you know, a great intelligence network over there, but I've read and heard some things all the way ranging from they're very resourceful. They're doing more than you would think in the beginning phase of their spring planting season to very little will ultimately get done because of shortages of, in particular, diesel fuel, but other inputs as well. So really not very good information about what's going on right now. And ultimately, it will depend on the course of the conflict. You know, you can see kind of a thermometer of how conditions are going on the ground in the Ukraine is the price of corn, soybeans, and wheat in the CME futures contracts. Kind of looked like things were not as bad last week, so the prices really cooled off. Well, it looks now like the conflict's just really reaching a stalemate phase and not going to end very quickly. That's the, I think, the conventional wisdom this week, and that's kind of pushing grain prices back up.
Any last thoughts, Scott, to wrap us up with?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is to what looks like a serious proposal from different agricultural organizations to open up the CRP. As the person who launched this whole debate about a month ago, I certainly received a lot of blowback on the idea. There's a lot of people for different reasons don't like this idea. And then I guess I would end with just a personal point. I could see where it wouldn't be very popular, in particular with a lot of farm groups. My own personal experience is I never forgot how angry my own father was in June of 1973 when then President Richard Nixon embargoed soybean exports because soybean prices were so high and supplies were so tight. And he never really got over that. And so the irony is here I am advocating opening up additional supplies that could, you know, put some limits on prices. If he were alive, I'm sure my own father would not be very pleased.